Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGroarty with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Alaska lawmakers are on the last scheduled day of their session today, and a lot of work remains undone. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the Senate passed its version of a sweeping criminal justice bill yesterday, but that the House did not agree to the Senate changes, and the two chambers are headed to conference committee to hammer out their differences. Meanwhile, many important details of the state budget remain unsolved, including the amount of this year's permanent fund dividend and whether to spend from state savings to pay for it. A conference committee working on the budget has agreed to reimburse municipalities the full amount of the school debt bond and only a $5 million reduction in funding for the University of Alaska. It's not clear if the legislature will finish its work on time today. It can vote once to extend the session 10 days with a two-thirds majority vote by both chambers. Governor Mike Dunleavy could also call the legislature into a full special session. Firefighters have mopped up hot spots from a burnout operation conducted north of the 5,700-acre Oregon Lakes wildfire southwest of Delta Junction. Alaska Fire Service spokesperson Beth Ipson says firefighters have corralled a 250-acre slopover fire that was kicked up by high winds during Sunday's burnout operation.
Burnouts are a common tool that we use to kind of create a buffer to remove all the fuels, all the grass from an area.
Ipson says additional burnouts may be conducted today if conditions are suitable to gain control of the Oregon Lakes fire before it gets warmer.
It's just going to keep getting hotter and hotter, so we want to take care of things now so it doesn't become a problem later on in the summer.
Ipson says the new burnout operations are not expected to send smoke problems into Delta as northeast winds are forecast. She says Alaska Fire Service is trying to keep the fire from spreading further north towards state timberlands. Ipson says two hotshot crews from Palmer have been added to the effort, boosting the number of personnel assigned to the fire to more than 120. Six people are now confirmed dead in Monday's mid-air collision of two flight-seeing planes near Ketchikan. KRBD reports that the bodies of two additional victims were located near one of the crash sites last night. Alaska State Troopers have identified the six people killed. They include one of the plane's pilots, 46-year-old Randy Sullivan of Ketchikan. The other five fatalities are cruise ship passengers from the Lower 48, Canada, and Australia. Another 10 people survived with injuries ranging from relatively light to severe. NTSB board member Jennifer Homendy says 14 agency staff are in Ketchikan to conduct an investigation expected to last up to a week. Investigators plan to hold another media briefing today. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGroarty.